right, let's try this puppy again. Welcome to High School Hockey on MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposki. Tim Kearns joining us tonight.
Good evening, Rick.
On this North Shore Sports Night. How you doing?
I'm well.
All right, let me shut this music down. Tonight we got a should be a decent game, although it wasn't the first time around. It will be Gloucester playing Swampscott at the Salem State Rink, the Rocket Arena at the O'Keefe Sports Complex at Salem State. First time around, it was 10-3, Swampscott over Gloucester, and the Big Blue now are, I believe, they're 12-1, Gloucester at 4-6-1. Lynn Jets winning tonight. They're at 3-0, I think 3-0-1 in the conference, Northeast Conference South Division, and Swampscott is at 2-0-0, I believe, in the conference. And so, big game, obviously, for all schools involved, but for Swampscott, they can stay perfect and stay tied with the Lynn Jets.
Yeah, certainly, and this is going to be, it shouldn't be the same game as it was the first game, the first time they met, Rick. Gloucester was missing a number of its starters for disciplinary reasons, and Swampscott, you know, took advantage of it, and they pumped a lot of goals into the net at the expense of younger players, and I'm sure that didn't set well with a lot of the Gloucester kids, and you know, those players that missed on that game saw that happen and knew that they were, hopefully they know that they were the reason for that happening, that they didn't either win the game or the game wasn't closer, so you know that they're going to be coming out there with solid intentions to make a statement that first game was not who we are. And again, to take down Swampscott, that having is just an exceptional season, would hopefully put Gloucester on the right road and come back and finish up strong in this season.
Well, meanwhile, Big Blue looking at it from their angle, and they're looking at it from on top, and they have beaten everybody so far, with one exception. And Swampscott coming into this game, again, with a record of 12-1 and 0. 51 goals scored, 16 against they've allowed, so they've only given up 16 goals in 13 games. That's an outstanding goals against. Gloucester, not so good. The Fishermen have given up 48 goals in only 11 games. So you can see the difference there. It's been team defense. I talked with Coach Fea before we came upstairs tonight. And by the way, the reason we're starting late, there was a peewee game here between Manchester Essex and Peabody won in a shootout by a score of 4-3, and they went long, so that's why we're getting a late start. The Zamboni is just finishing up cleaning the surface. Both teams will be out here in a few minutes, and then we'll be getting ready for tonight's game. But as I said, Gloucester coming into the game 4-6-1. They've scored 31 goals, allowed 48. In the league, they're 0-1-1. They have a tie with the Lynn Jets the other night, 3-3, and they've scored 16, allowed 13. As I was saying, Coach Fea praising his team not only for their offense, but also, probably more importantly, for their defense. They play team defense, they get back. And what he was saying also is that not only can the defenseman get the puck out of the zone quickly and efficiently, but also the forwards all come back to help out. Three lines worth, two sets of solid defensemen for Swampscott.
Well, you know what that sounds like, Rick? Quick out of the zone, quick into the attacking zone, team defense, back quickly on after offense, getting back in the transition. That sounds like Danvers.
Or Winthrop. We just remember we talked to Coach Dunbar the other night.
Right.
And, we did the Winthrop game, Winthrop-Danvers game, and Winthrop winning that one. I believe that was 3-1, can't remember. As both teams are out on the ice right now, Swampscott rolling around down to our right. They've got the white jerseys with the blue pants and the blue numerals. Gloucester in all red down to our left, and we're just about 5.5 minutes away from game time.
You know, one of the things that Gloucester, I think, has to be aware of, Rick, is that there's so much emotion, and they can't let that emotion take them out of the game plan that Coach Lyons wants them to play. And that little over-exuberance can get you trapped deep in the offensive end, give Swampscott a chance to break out on the counterattack. And the way that, as you say, they've been scoring goals, you don't want to give them that three on two, two on one, or send them in all alone on your goalie, because the goalies have been giving up the goals. And again, you've got to make sure that you've got someone playing high to cut out any breakout passes and not totally eliminate, but certainly keep down in number those breakaway opportunities that Swampscott, you know, they're going to try to execute tonight.
Gloucester has been mistake prone, Tim. Every time Gloucester makes a turnover, they pay for it dearly. They've made a lot of turnovers. And talking with Coach Lyons before tonight's game, he said the same thing happened in the Jets game, the Lynn Jets game, in that first period when they went down, I believe, 3-0 before they came back and tied it 3-3. But it was mistakes in their own zone, and they've been doing that on a regular basis all season. So needless to say, Swampscott will want to capitalize on that and force the turnovers and get some scoring chances. The other thing for Gloucester is they're not getting many second chance opportunities, and Swampscott will certainly strive not to allow that, as we mentioned with their team defense. Did want to point out, Coach, hold your thought for 1 second. I love the new uniforms that the Big Blue have. They've got the big blue whale on the front. I haven't seen that before. That's
really
cool.
Yeah, but the style of that uniform, what do they remind you of?
Rangers?
Yes. Yeah. Immediately you look down here and go, wow, New York Rangers are on the ice.
Yeah.
Yep. Great look. Absolutely a great look.
All right, we're at Salem State, and we'll be taking a break here in a minute. Decent crowd coming in. Not a whole bunch, but there are some coming in. I imagine Swampscott will outnumber Gloucester tonight in terms of people in the stands. And ice surface, it's a beautiful place to see a game, beautiful place to play hockey here at Salem State. Been going on for years. And funny, talking with Coach Dunbar the other night, we were reminiscing about the old Lynn Arena and how you paid $2 to see six games in a night.
Oh, I know.
And man, was it cold upstairs.
Oh, you know, having grown up in Lynn, and the arena was probably 2 miles away down the other end of Boston Street from where I grew up. But the opportunity to get out and skate there, and it was an old Quonset hut, basically what it was, you know. And for those old enough to remember Quonset huts.
Or know what a Quonset hut is.
So, yeah, there's a lot of history there, but you know, this is the first opportunity I've had to actually come into this building since they did the renovation out front.
Beautiful?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's absolutely spectacular.
And the field over on the side there, the new soccer, baseball
yep.
field and so on.
Yeah, that's actually softball field. That's a softball team. The workout area, the exercise area, I mean, just large panes of glass. It's just spectacular, the things that they've done here. And the outgoing president deserves much credit. Mary, I believe, was Missouri. An outstanding job of continuing the growth and the recognition of Salem State, now Salem State University. I'm still in the Salem State College era. Yeah.
Well, it's like when kids ask me, where'd you go to school? I would invariably say UMass, and they would say, well, UMass, what?
Yeah, because when we grew up, UMass meant you went to Amherst.
There was the University of Massachusetts, and that was it.
Yep.
The other thing is, I went to high school in Texas, came up here, and everybody was talking about going to SMU. And I got all excited. I said, man, you got Mustang football? You guys follow Mustang football up here? And they said, what are you talking about?
Southeastern Massachusetts.
SMU at Dartmouth. Southeastern Massachusetts.
That's what it was
back then. And you call that SMU?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the Texas.
That was I was actually given a letter from the guidance department, a letter of introduction to apply down there. I had no idea what Dartmouth was other than, and then when I went to Salem State, I met a girl from Dartmouth. Ended up marrying her, and her family looking out her mother's kitchen window could actually see Southeastern Massachusetts University. It wasn't like looking out your kitchen window and seeing Russia,
mm-hmm.
but you could see Southeastern Massachusetts.
Might make you qualified to work in the diplomatic corps, right? I don't know.
And of course now, it is University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth.
Well, that was the thing the kids talk about, the hyphen, the hyphen.
Yeah.
But, it is a great college system, and Salem State University is a great college as well. And I want to thank the kids who helped me out getting up into the press box here. Apparently there's a little bit of territoriality, shall we say, this evening that I'm not used to. But we'll let that go and talk about it some other time.
I know. Because we're running a little bit late, I'm going to take this opportunity to give a shout-out to Owen Rahimi, who is out in Los Angeles, California. He's my booking agent for Viking River Cruises. We had a great conversation for about almost an hour this afternoon, and I totally give him a shout-out. So, Owen, I hope you're listening. Send us an email that you heard the shout-out. Hope you listen to some of Gloucester versus Swampscott coming up.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back with tonight's hockey game. It is Gloucester at Swampscott from Salem State University. I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. We'll have this game coming right up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
All right, we're just about ready to go for hockey at Salem State. It'll be Gloucester at Swampscott tonight, and in goal for the Fishermen will be their usual starter, as Noah Poliski will be defending the goal down to our left. Again, Gloucester in their all red uniforms with black numerals, I believe they are. And down to our right, the goaltender is junior Dan Johnson in net for the Big Blue, and they've got some scoring prowess, and they are, again, coming into this game at 12-1-0, and they beat Gloucester first time around by a score of 10-3. So, we're ready to go, as it'll be Louis Oliveri, Mike Johnson, Andre Dove up front for the Big Blue, David Peterson, and Emery Wallerscheid will be on the blue line to start this game. For Gloucester, they're going to have Derek Hopkins on the right wing, Liam Lyons in the middle, and I think it's E.J. Field on the left. This one is won by the Fishermen, controlled by Gloucester. Harrison Marshall tips it, but immediately there's a turnover. Shot right wing side from Dove. Goes wide, comes back out to the blue line. Oliveri skating around, sends it diagonally into the right wing corner. First man there is Eric Chalmers. He gets it ahead to Lyons. Gets it back to Chalmers, who's behind his cage right now. Just underway at Salem State. Puck goes off the boards, clears the zone. Icing waved off, or is it? It is. Liam Lyons, first man down for Gloucester. checked on the play, gets it over to a teammate, can't see what the number is, circling the cage, Gloucester on the attack, back to Marshall at the right point, slides it in down low to Hopkins, comes over on the left side, Costanzo in on the puck, three big blue over there though with their white jerseys on, and they finally pick it off and get it out near the blue line. Peterson has it. He's checked by Costanzo, but Peterson gets it over to Dove, gets it out to center ice. Nice poke check there at center, and stolen by Gloucester. Costanzo, right wing side, the shot saved by Johnson, sends it up into the netting. Costanzo on his off wing with the left wing shot, the left-handed shot, I should say, right wing side.
Well, one of the keys, you know, you mentioned earlier in the pregame, Rick, that Gloucester wasn't getting a lot of second chance opportunities, and that's keeping a balanced attack. Having someone on the other side of that, you take a shot from the right, make sure there's somebody on the left side to pick up a wayward rebounding.
Santinello takes the faceoff for Swampscott, wins it, drops it back to the point. Jack Poska on it, loses it, comes back to the right point, kept in at the point by Poliski. Sam Poliski shoots it wide. It's deflected into the corner and slapped along the boards out to center ice by Poska. Over on the left wing side, Benoit has it, crunched into the boards, loses the puck, and that allows Jack Sperry to pick it up for Gloucester. Loses it in turn, though. Back to Benoit, drops it back to the point, intercepted by the fisherman. They bring it out of the zone. Looks like it's Lyons again on another shift. He's checked at the line, but it comes to Poliski. He shoots it. Long wrist shot goes wide left wing side. Back to the point, left side. Sperry fires it, doesn't get through. Checked by Santinello, and he'll clear the zone off the boards in front of the Gloucester bench, forcing Poliski to slap it around. We've played just about 2 minutes. No score, no scoring chances really for either team to this point. Sperry sends it around all the way left wing side, and there's a scrunched up number. I can't tell who it is for Gloucester. I think it may be Kobe Mitchell. Fishermen bring it out of the zone. They're trapped at center, though. Hopkins can't come up with it. Potential two-on-one back the other way for the big blue, but Donovan is checked off the play by the fisherman at center.
Yeah, that was a nice poke check by Liam Lyons coming back up behind. Knocked it off his stick.
Wallershed loses it in the Gloucester end, and the fisherman will get it to center ice. Play is at the Swampscott blue line right now. Costanzo overskates the puck, and I believe we have an offside. We do.
To this point, Gloucester's had some good had good rushes up the ice. They've had a couple of they've had one good shot. But they're keeping the pressure on Swampscott. Swampscott's been a beneficiary, as you said, some lackluster passing by Gloucester that's given them the potential for some opportunities, but they haven't been able to take advantage of them yet.
All right, this draw is controlled by the big blue. Wallerscheid gets it, looks for Dove, who's checked at center ice. Dove is tripped up, goes across the line, waved off as it goes into the Gloucester end. Luis Olivari, senior captain, has a centering pass. Oh, and it's broken up by Chalmers right out in front. What a chance for Olivari. Swampscott slaps it right back in. Mike Johnson fires it in and is scrum for it over on the far boards, picked off the boards by the fisherman. They'll get it to center ice with a two-on-one. And Costanzo behind the back pass, right across the crease, couldn't be tucked home, and cleared away by Swampscott. Great. Brilliant play that time by Gloucester, and they didn't get it.
Yeah, David Peterson saved the goal from for Swampscott there, coming in behind his goalie who was beating the puck right out in front of the net, and he managed to sweep it away.
EJ, behind the EJ field, behind the back pass on the left side to Costanzo, open on the right side. Again, he's got that left-handed shot, but Johnson makes the save. Face-off is in the Gloucester end. We've played a little more than 3 minutes. Centering pass, and Noyes can't get his stick on it. Goes to the right sideboards. And Noyes, well, he's hitting a player up high, gets away with it, comes back to Poliski from the circle right. Shot goes wide to the left. Sperry is blocked up tight, and the big blue clear the zone. Chipped out of the zone by Benoit, and he's going to track down Poliski for it in the Gloucester end. Who comes up with it? Santinello gets it. He'll swing it around to the other side, and it's taken by Gloucester. This will be icing against the fisherman.
Yeah, defenseman picked his head up and just shot it up the net. Nobody in the middle of the ice to accept that pass. And again, he didn't have to rush that. There wasn't any real defensive pressure on him in terms of forechecking. He could have skated that to the middle ice and found somebody. But again, you know, you mentioned it, Rick, and Coach Lyons mentioned it. Gloucester has to avoid the big mistake, the untimely penalty.
Face off to the left of Poliski, won by Swampscott. Poska shoots it from the right point, goes into the left corner, taken by Gloucester, and the fisherman will bring it back out. And I'm guessing number 16, we don't have... Oh, it's Colby Mitchell. It is Mitchell. as I suspected. He has it in the right wing corner. Two big blue, two fishermen, just pinning the puck along the boards, and it's still there. We'll wait. And now they finally come away with it.
It was interesting there, Rick. There were two guys up against the board. There was a guy on either side of him, and then they switched sides.
Lyons has it. Centering pass looking for Mitchell. Can't come up with it. Taken away by the big blue. They get it out to center ice. Lombard can't catch up with it, and that allows Gloucester to control the play at the moment. Hopkins with it. Look out. There's a turnover right down the middle. Oliveri offside. Wow. Whoa, baby.
Yeah, he telegraphed that pass. And number seven,
Oliveri,
he was just sitting there. It was like a cornerback waiting for the pass from the quarterback. He's just sitting there lying in wait, and he broke on it perfectly.
Oliveri wins the faceoff. Swampscott has won almost every faceoff tonight. Wallerscheid will send it into the Gloucester end, comes back to the point. Wallerscheid gloves it down there. Now the fisherman will break it out. On the left wing side, it is Ethan Brennan, but he loses it, and here comes Oliveri, swinging it from the right side. He shoots it in on Poliski, has to make the save, and covers up. No score. We played 5 minutes.
Well, the thing for Swampscott is they're getting out of the zone quickly, but they're not putting the puck on the teammate's stick to get up the ice in a concerted fashion here.
This faceoff is won by Gloucester, and Brennan will bring it out of the zone. Gets it on the right wing side to Field. Loses it. And the puck is just sitting there in the zone. Costanzo will shoot it diagonally from right to left. And it'll be Oliveri picking it up and circling. Loses it, though. He turns it over right out in front. Shot by Brennan. Rebound. Another shot. Score! Gloucester on the doorstep. Field. Open side. 1-0 Gloucester.
Well, it's what I was talking about, Rick. You had the shooter with the puck near the top of the right circle. Again, Field sitting down in the right-hand corner. Goalie makes a save. Puck drops down in front of him. He just taps it in behind him for the first goal of the evening.
Well, Brennan, let me just get the time here. 5:27, time of this goal. 1-0 Gloucester. Brennan stayed with it. He stole the puck, had a couple of shots, and then on that doorstep, the puck was just sitting there with the rebound, and it was tapped home by Field. We'll see if we can get the second assist if there is one. The goal comes at 5:27 of this first period. Santanello will be the first man in the Gloucester end. Gets it behind the goal line, but the fishermen form it up and bring it out once again. That center ice long feed goes too far ahead for Lucas Cornetta, and that allows Jack Posca to get it to the line, but he's checked at the line, and Gloucester sends it right back in. John Mondello sends it down deep. Santanello has it, shoots it around the board looking for O'Keefe, but Gloucester's point man, Chalmers, comes up. He's down low, trying to center, and he drops it back to the left point, covered up by Noyes. It goes through, blocked in front by Santanello. All right, Brennan just gets the lone assist, and Gloucester continues to keep the puck in the Swampscott end. So a little bit of a different game here than what we saw the first time around when the Big Blue just hammered Gloucester 10-3. Noyce keeps it in from the right point. Slapped out to center by Posca. Slapped right back in by Chalmers. Into the Swampscott end. Big Blue trying to form it up. Posca swings it out. Looks at the left wing feed for Benoit. Goes too far. And that allows Gloucester to pick it up. Harrison Marshall to center. Here comes Hopkins with a 2-on-2. A 3-on-2. Drop pass. Goes behind Lyons. And that allows Benoit to turn it around the other way with a 2-on-2. He's flying at center ice, being bothered, checked off the play, goes into the left wing corner, and he is leveled, or at least checked into the boards, by Marshall. Puck comes out between the points, and Gloucester gets it out of the zone. Hopkins fighting for it, and it's just checked back into the Gloucester end. And now it's at center again. Hopkins fighting Oliveri for the puck, and Oliveri wins that one, gets it over to Dove, who fires it wide. He had a nice chance from the circle right at the hash mark. Long left wing feed, though, goes to Marshall. I'll check it to Mitchell. He falls down, but it's picked up by a fisherman, fired from the boards. That's Lyons forcing Johnson to make a save. And bringing it out is Oliveri. He's down the left wing side. Feeds it nice to Dove in the slot. Oh, man, he's broken up at the last second by Sperry. Nice poke check. So Swampscott picking up the offense here as we played just about half, well, a little more than half of the first period, 1-0 Gloucester. Wheeling at center ice is Mike Johnson, all the way into the Gloucester end. Drop pass left point. Peterson shoots it. Save along the ice by Poliski, right wing side. Chipped out of the zone by the fisherman, delayed offside. And touched by a Swampscott player, so the faceoff will come outside the zone.
Well, Gloucesterson did a good job tonight, Rick, of getting the poke checks, getting the puck off the Swampscott sticks. They're breaking up passes. They're breaking up ice races. They've played sturdy defense in front of Noah Poliski so far.
All right, this time Costanzo wins the draw for Gloucester. Hasn't happened a whole lot yet tonight. And the fisherman will bring it out. Costanzo has it. Three Gloucester fishermen run into each other in a tough play, and Brennan loses it. It's offside Gloucester.
You know, that's all about discipline spacing. Everybody in the same area at the side of the blue line. That shouldn't happen. You've got to be spaced out. You've got to keep your balance. So when you get a rush up ice, again, you've got balance on either side of the net in case of a shot and a rebound.
Got a Bronx cheer from the Swampscott fans, and I have no idea why. I don't get that, but whatever. Again, it's at in the Swampscott end. Gloucester still trying to heat up the offense and comes back to the point. Sperry with it. No, it's through. It's Marshall. It's deflected. Comes right back to Brennan. He is checked. Goes down. And the Big Blue will bring it out. Coming out to center ice is Lombard. He has it, but he loses it at the line. And this could be... No, it's a long shot in from the Gloucester blue line. So that forces Johnson to make a save. And Swampscott a little careless in their own end. Chalmers will track it down for Gloucester. Gets it ahead to Field. Brings it over to the line. Taken right back by Oliveri. And it's stolen by Costanzo. He's with it. Goes all the way around the net. Circling. Drops it back to the left point. Sperry shoots it up high. It's off the backboards, off the end boards behind the cage. Comes back to Costanzo. Drops it to Marshall. Shoots it through a screen. It hits the post! And it bounced right back out for Johnson.
Wow.
And
yeah.
He holds on.
Harrison Marsh was a little snippy. He thought he had one there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whistle was blown. He throws his hands, his elbows down on his knees. He couldn't believe it. He thought he had it there. He had a lot of body screening the goalie in front. The goalie managed to get in the line of the puck, but could not get control of it.
5:39 left to go. First period, 1-0 Gloucester, and Sperry loses it at the line at the Swampscott line, and the Big Blue will send it in to the Gloucester end. That forces Sam Poliski, to leave it for Sperry, who's weaving out in front of his net. Almost a turnover, but this time Gloucester gets it out. Cornella on the left wing side. Gets it over to Noyce. Turnaround shot. Stick save along the ice by Johnson. Goes up into the netting once again.
Nice play by Chris Noyce, trying to get advantage of the goalie sliding back across the goal, trying to get him going the wrong way. And the goalie for Swampscott, Dan Johnson, did a good job of stopping him, sliding back to the right, getting a stick on that.
Only goal so far, the result of a rebound, E.J. Field on a Brennan shot. Big Blue bring it right out. Here we go. Johnson in a foot race with Poliski. Johnson has it first. Checked into the boards by Poliski, but Dove has it. He's looking to make a play. It goes to the side of the net, and it's pounced on by goaltender Poliski.
Yeah, he wasn't quite sure where it went, so he just flopped backwards on top of the puck at the left corner of the net. Smart play. And again, he gets the faceoff, allows Gloucester to get organized.
5 minutes left to go, first period. Gloucester leading Swampscott 1-0. Big Blue 12-1 overall. 2-0 in the league. Shot from the left point by Peterson is blocked. Gloucester clears it into the Swampscott end, and this is icing against the Fishermen. So no North Shore Sports Night tonight, but we're happy to bring this one to you. Once again, we want to wish our good friend Ben Goodhue all
you
the best.
You must be psychic. I was just thinking that. I was just going to say that.
Well, follow up for me, Coach.
Wow. You know, Big Ben, I know you listen. You listen to us all the time, and we appreciate that. So we send you all of our best wishes from Rick, Bill, Marty, and myself.
Absolutely. All right. Here's Big Blue putting the pressure on. A shot from a bad angle by Oliveri. Comes all the way out to the left point. Peterson slides it around the boards. Chalmers intercepts it for Gloucester. Gets it ahead to Mitchell, and he sends it to Lyons, but can't make the pass. At center ice, across the line for Swampscott, Johnson shoots it around the boards, and this one again is taken by Colby Mitchell, but Swampscott keeping some pressure on now. Circling his Dove, centering pass, gets it behind the cage. Look out here, on the doorstep. Oliveri can't get it. Loose puck still, no whistle, and Chalmers has it. It's Liam Lyons breaking out for Gloucester with some big strides. He's 1-on-3, loses the puck. He's checked heavily, but gets the puck back. Does Lyons. Centering pass, nobody there. and it's intercepted by Dove, who turns it the other way. Crunched into the boards, comes back to the line. Gloucester. Poliski loses it. Here we go. Break in. Shot. Save. And it goes wide to the left. Johnson had that intercept right in front. And another bad pass by the fisherman, but this time Swamp's got unable to capitalize. Brennan sliding right down to the front, gives it to Field, and it's covered up by Johnson.
Well, the game's really opened up in the last couple of minutes there, Rick. Both teams getting good rushes up the ice. The goalies have had to be active. You can see where Gloucester's failures are. Is in good exact passes coming out of the zone. Too many iffy passes that Swamp's gets able to get breaks on.
Sperry loses it, and Swampscott couldn't form up the three. They would have had a three-on-one, but they couldn't catch up with it. Gloucester back-checking very quickly. And that's been a difference in this game for the Fishermen, is their back-checking, I think. Players in the Swampscott end with 3:12 left to go, first period, 1-0 Gloucester. Swampscott trying to form something up. Nice student body representation by Swampscott down to a left, Gloucester way down to the right. Plays in the Gloucester end. Jack Sperry has to go back and pick it up, being bothered by Connor Donovan. And it comes to the line. Drew Oliveri, a senior, hacks at it, sends it behind the Gloucester cage. Fishermen bring it out. E.J. Field with it. 1-on-3. They need a line change, does Gloucester, so he'll just flip it in wide of the cage. It's handled by Johnson, who leaves it for Poska. He gets it to center ice, intercepted by Gloucester once again, bounces off the boards. Hopkins plays it, gets it down low, looking to make a play, being bothered by Poska. Centering pass, sticked at by Johnson. Look out here in the slot. Poliski is blocked. It goes wide to the left. He was covered nicely by Benoit. Play is at the point left side, and it's just tipped out of the zone by O'Keefe, who was hammered as he tipped it out. Shot from Poliski goes into the face of one of the big blue, hits him in the cage. He's okay. Puck is down there in that Swampscott end again. It has been slash and burn here tonight so far, but only 1-0. And Ryan Muniz will shoot it into the Swampscott end. Chalmers teeing it up through the screen, goes wide to the left behind the cage. First man down there is Mondello. He's looking to center it. He's checked, goes behind the cage, picked up on the other side by Liam Lyons. He centers it, no, comes back to the left point. Chalmers circle left, shot goes, well, it's a save by Johnson. Oh, man, minute and 31 left to play, and I think, Coach, if my eyes are deceiving me here, more zone play down there on the right, which is the Swampscott defensive end.
Yeah, Gloss has done a good job of getting in the end and moving the puck around and getting some chances, but the breakout opportunities that Swampscott has managed scare the daylights out of you. But again, as you mentioned, good back checking by Gloucester has kept them off the scoreboard.
That's one difference I've seen tonight. Their turnovers haven't hurt them so far. They've amassed a few turnovers. 1:16 left to go, first period. Oliveri will get it going. Sends it too far ahead for Johnson, and this will be icing against Swampscott with 1:07 left to go in the period. 1-0 Gloucester, goal coming at 5:27. E.J. Field from Ethan Brennan, that's it. That was a rebound chance that Coach Lyons has been mentioning, that fishermen need more of those. They need to put some pressure on and then attack the net, get somebody out in front. Face off to the right of Johnson. He's been tested tonight and made all but that one save so far. And Steven Santanello's dad is going to come up here and give us, he's an assistant coach at Swampscott, going to give us the shots on goal. Dove centering pass, here we go, 2-on-1. What a save by Poliski. Oliveri was sent in all alone on the 2-on-1 by Johnson, and Poliski robbed him. Holy rollies, 53 seconds left to go in the period. 2-on-1, Johnson, Oliveri, Poliski makes the save. Oliveri wins the faceoff, drops it back to the point. Wallerscheid is blocked. And puck caroms all the way down into the Swampscott end. 2-on-1 for Gloucester down there. As the fisherman look to stuff it, Costanzo in the circle, he's blocked up close. Goes into the left wing corner, 36 seconds left to go. And Brennan has it, gets it to Costanzo. Drops it back to the right point. Chalmers, through a screen, hits a Gloucester player, it's Brennan. And that allows Swampscott's Wallerscheid to bring it to center ice. Gets it out on the right wing side to Donovan. Centering pass. Oh, and Dove can't catch up with it. Checked out of the zone. 14 seconds left for the Fishermen, and they'll just flip it into the Swampscott end. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Costanzo steals it, heads to the net, checked off the play by Dove. Right wing saw. Oh, feel the shot! Chest high save by Johnson. With 0.3 seconds left.
Well, the bell hadn't, the buzzer hadn't gone off yet, and Gloss is playing it right to the buzzer. Swampscott's definitely known that this isn't the same Gloucester team they played before. There's a lot more intensity. There's a lot more talent on the ice for Gloucester, and Swampscott's had to deal with it.
We have a penalty in the last minute of play, last seconds of play. Penalty coming up to David Peterson. Didn't catch what it is, but it's virtually at the 15-minute mark.
No, it happened along the boards down in front of us, and we were both screened. And we couldn't get a good eyeball on it. We'll have to wait for the announcement.
The penalty comes at 14:59:57. Okay.
Well, the good part is Gloucester will start with a power play advantage when we get to the second period.
So with 0.3 seconds left, there will be a power play for Gloucester coming up to start the second period. We'll recap a very exciting first period after one from the Rocket Arena at Salem State University. It is Gloucester 1 and Swampscott 0. We'll be back.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
Well, we're here talking with the coaches, and we ought to be paying attention to what we're doing. A little dead air there. A little dead air never hurt anybody. Not a whole lot on the scoreboard, I'll tell you this. It was Gloucester scoring at the 5:27 mark on a rebound as Ethan Brennan was pressing the attack. He had a couple of shots from the slot right, and rebound was left there on the doorstep. E.J. Field just poked it home. That's at 5:27. Just the one assist to Brennan, 1-0 Gloucester. That's it on the score sheet. There is a penalty to be served by Swampscott as we start the second period. As Peterson, I didn't catch the call, but Peterson, Dave Peterson, defenseman, was called at 14:59 on the penalty. So he'll have a minute 29 seconds left to serve on his penalty, or in his penalty, which is not posted up there, by the way. So maybe it was something. Was there anything else, Coach?
I didn't even hear an announcement of the penalty. We'll have to see if one of the other teams in the booth managed to hear it. But I think one of the things that Coach Lyons told these guys before the game is go out, skate hard, give yourself opportunities, and throw the puck at the net. Now, I think we were told there were 25 shots on towards goal, and there were a ton of them that were blocked. That was 8-4 Gloucester overall in shots on goal. But they threw a lot of puck towards the net that Swampscott deflected or just went wide. So they're making opportunities for themselves, and they've only got one goal to show for it, but it's one more than the other side, and they're doing a good job on the other end. Swampscott's breaking, and that's one thing Gloucester's going to have to keep an eye on, is Swampscott looking to take advantage of Gloucester's aggressiveness that I talked about before the game started, and looking to get those quick breakouts, get to 2-on-1. They had a 3-on-1 at one point, but they just haven't been able to connect on the quick passes to get the goalie sliding across, and then get Pulisic out of position that they can tap it in behind him. So Gloucester's done a good job defensively, getting back and back-checking and knocking pucks off and getting in the way and clearing pucks in front of Pulisic as well. So they've got to maintain that intensity. And for Swampscott, you know, they're just going to continue to look for those breakouts, I think, because this is definitely, as we were talking with the other guys, the Swampscott broadcasting, this is a totally different team, as I said. There's more talent, there's more veteran talent on this Gloucester team tonight that they didn't see the first time around when it was a relatively easy, as you mentioned, 10-3 win with a JV goalie and a lot of JV players on the ice for Gloucester. So it's a tale of two, literally a tale of two cities of Gloucester tonight from the first time till tonight.
Well, let's not take anything away from the Swampscott accomplishments, Coach, because they've played very, very well. They've got big wins over, hold on here, let me get the right thing here. Racked up 11 goals against Rockport. They lost 3-1 to Winthrop, and that's their only loss. We saw Winthrop beat Danvers the other night by that same score, 3-1. Then they crushed Gloucester. They beat Lynn 2-0, and of course Lynn is in first place right now, and so the standings can't be right. If they beat Lynn 2-0, then Lynn has one loss, and it's not showing it on the scoreboard on the standings that I have. So Swampscott is in first place all by themselves coming into this game. They are 2-0, looking to go 3-0. So they beat the Jets. Let's see, they beat Northeast. They beat Brookline out of league. Okay, 2-0 on Peabody. 5-2 over Revere. Revere's having a good season. They beat Hamilton Wenham 2-1. And then they beat Hamilton Wenham 4-0, back-to-back games. Big game. Biggest game, I think, so far. Two in a row, really, by Swampscott. They beat Saugus 5-2, and then they came right back and beat Danvers 3-2. So the Big Blue can play.
Although that's definitely, you know, I meant nothing to take away from what Swampscott has done all season long, but you know, they're simply seeing a different Gloucester team, one that has that last game on its mind. You've got a lot of seniors and juniors that, you know, that missed that game, and I think they, like I said, they feel responsible for what happened, and they're out to make a statement against a very good team, and they're bringing the energy, they're bringing the intensity. That they're still making some physical mistakes out there that they have to sort of clean up.
And Coach,
they haven't been burned by him so far.
Coach Fea made sure to mention that Gloucester is the former champion of the league. They've won two times in a row. Going to be very, very difficult, if not impossible, for Gloucester to win the conference this season. But they're striving to make the tournament at this point.
Well, that's the thing. You know, they dug a real deep hole for themselves with those. With the effect of the early suspensions right at the beginning of the season. It's never the way you want to begin when you've got a pretty veteran team, you know, looking at the lineup. You know, Pulisic's a senior, Lyons is a senior, Chelm is a senior, Costanza a senior, and that's solid senior leadership, and you just can't have those guys missing.
All right, we got the second period coming up here in just a minute. Again, the score from Rocket Arena after one. It's Gloucester 1 and Swampscott nothing. We'll be back.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, We are proud to be your local hometown bank. Institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Bendruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Bendruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This is MSO NewsSports.com.
All right, we get ready for the second period. Both teams have reemerged from the locker rooms. Gloucester will be defending the goal to the right from our vantage point, and the Big Blue defending down to the left. And Salem State and the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, both same architectural style, both built the same, and I believe probably by the same people, as you have the stands on one side. What Gloucester doesn't have is the balcony, but very similar situation here at Salem State with the stands all on one side.
Did you watch any of the NHL hockey game, All-Star hockey game yesterday?
I don't do All-Star games.
What an unbelievable, crazy concept. They had the four divisions. They had the Atlantic versus the Metro. Central versus, like, the West. They each played to play the winner of those games.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, it's like, what?
Yep. All right, here we go. We're ready for the start of the second period with Gloucester leading 1-0. And Swampscott controls the play at center ice. Louis Oliveira has it. He backhands it into the Gloucester end, and it's collected by the Fisherman D. Can't see the numbers at the moment as to who's out there, but the long pass goes into the goal crease. And I'll tell you, Johnson was lackadaisical. Oh. Loose puck. Oh, man, centering pass. Johnson, a little bit of a snooze there. Didn't get burned, thank goodness. Marshall on defense gets it over the right wing side. Fisherman can't clear the zone. Turn around by Oliveira. He's got it. Backhands it. Looking for Johnson. Can't make the play. And it is Colby Mitchell with it in his own end. He's checked. Gets it back on the right wing side to Marshall. Feeds it ahead to center ice to Hopkins. He's checked that center and gets it right back. Across the line with Lyons. It's offside.
Yeah, Colby Mitchell on the Gloucester rush. Colby Mitchell skated right by. He had his back turned to the puck as it was lying right out in front of the crease. If he was able to turn around a second quicker, he'd have seen the puck line and may have had a scoring opportunity for himself.
Just underway. First minute of play, second period. Swampscott wins the faceoff. Steven Santanello gets the draw. Gets it over to O'Keefe. Hammered at the line. Trying to spring Santanello loose. Can't. And a nice check away on defense by Poliski. Gets it out to center ice. O'Keefe has it, slides it into the line once again, comes back to Santanello, and he is checked heavily, and that allows Noyes to get the puck for Gloucester, trying to get it ahead to E.J. Field, who has the only goal of the game so far, but he loses it down low to Wallerscheid, but he in turn loses it off the boards, a save along the ice by Johnson, and it's cleared to the sideboard. Trying to see who made the shot.
Noyes.
Chris Noyes.
Yeah. Nice slow shot right on the ice.
Yep. Back the other way across the line is Poska from defense. He shoots it in toward the goal, goes around the net. Noyes fighting down low behind the cage with Benoit. Benoit has it. Gets it back on the right wing side to O'Keefe, centering pass, but there's no Swampscott player there, and that allows Field to bring it out to center ice. Dick Handling at center. Weaves across the line, hit from behind, no call. And this is a power play for Gloucester, by the way, but I don't get it. No, it's not a power play. Count them, coach. 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5 on 5. So the penalty...
did they forget about, was it a
one-second
penalty?
No, I think it's got to be something else on Peterson. It's got to be some kind of a misconduct or something or other. I don't know. I didn't catch the announcement, but he's still in the penalty box. Dave Peterson is still in the penalty box, and we've played 2.5 minutes of this second period. And both teams are at full strength, 5 on 5. So kind of strange. I'm not sure what's going on. All right, Swampscott on the attack now. From the point, it's blocked, and it bounces in up high on Poliski, who's hit as he gloved it. And now Peterson comes out of the penalty box. But it was 5-on-5 the whole time.
Little half-little whistle activity there in front of the net. One of the Swampscott players going in and elbowing Pulaski, maybe trying to, knowing his little, he can be hot-headed at times, trying to exact a reaction, but he didn't get one.
Drew Oliveri loses it, comes out to center with Liam Lyons on it. Lyons, in turn, loses it. It's delayed offside, forcing Lyons to tag up, and that allows Jack Poska to go, collected for the Big Blue. Long pass, too far ahead, intercepted by Hopkins, drops it back to the point, back to Lyons. Three guys in the same area again for Gloucester, and it goes into the Swampscott end. Poska easily gets it ahead, right wing side, over to Zach Elwell. He loses it, though. Oliveri, Drew Oliveri, blind pass, stolen by Lyons, closes right down the slot,
yes.
Shoots and scores. And that's Lyons' first goal in a long, long time.
Well, he certainly made it count. He came in from the right circle, and he just wove his way between Swampscott defenders. I'll go through the league before I get Swampscott.
That's okay. You haven't done this in a while,
that's
Coach.
That's true. He had a screen of a Swampscott defender, and he used it wisely, and he shot from probably about 3 feet in front of the top of the crease, and again, puts Gloucester on the board again.
3:13, the time of the goal. And it is 2-0 Gloucester. We'll see if Hopkins gets the assist, if there's anything else. But meantime, Gloucester at 2-0, and they bring it right out of the zone again. But this time Oliveri wheels it. He's flying left wing side from the circle down low. Shot chest saved by Pulaski. Gets it right back. Dove shoots, and it's blocked. It's blocked by Field. Goes into the right wing corner. Comes back out to Cottespotti from the right point. Sends it down low. Dove can't get it out of his skates. And Brennan chips it back to defense. And a bad pass comes back to the point. Cottespotti fires it out of the net. Pulaski, he almost mishandled it. And he's checked from behind, and he's way out of the net, behind the goal line.
Yeah, again, that hit was unnecessary. The guy went skating in behind him, and he was bent back in an odd position, grabbing the puck. So it bounced. He went to grab it behind the net, and it bounced behind him. And he leaned back, and that could have been, one, the hit's unnecessary, but two, it's awful dangerous for the player when he is down supine like that. He caught some really bad damage to the knees or to the back.
All right, now we have a penalty on Gloucester, and this is on Sam Pulaski. And Sam Pulaski is whistled off at 3:56.
I think that may have been a reaction to the Swampscott player's hit on.
And this is definitely now 5-on-4. Big Blue in the man advantage. Shot from the point block. Gloucester will clear it. So the penalty, first penalty that does anything with respect to the sides, puts Gloucester shorthanded again at 3:56.
Yeah, Gloucester had the opportunity to skate some more clock off of that, but they chose to just dump it down the ice.
Minute and 6 seconds left in the man advantage for Swampscott. They do not have possession, though, but Chalmers has it. He's being checked by Oliveri and Johnson. They go down. Oliveri comes away with a centering pass on the left wing side. Peterson on the doorstep. Fans. Roughing on Pulaski. Shot score! Oliveri gets a power play goal. It's 2-1.
Yeah, it looked like that puck may have been deflected, Rick.
Goal at 4:41. It is a power play goal. It's now 2-1. As you can see that one coming, they had all kinds of opportunities, did the Big Blue on that power play. And Oliveri fired it from about the bottom of the left wing circle, very close in on Pulaski. And again, we'll see about assist when they come. So Swampscott has cut the lead in half. Shot from just inside the blue line is glove by Pulaski. As O'Keefe put a tester on. And now we get another penalty on Gloucester. So, I think this is unsportsmanlike conduct. This is just not good. It's all falling apart for the fishermen now. Chalmers goes off.
And again, those of you senior leaders, they've been around. They know better.
Chalmers goes off at 4:47. And so now it's another power play. And right now it's 5-on-3. No, check it. 5-on-4 because they did score the goal. My bad. All right, so Swampscott with a chance to tie it up right now on the man advantage. It's at center point. Goes down left wing side. Centering pass, Oliveri can't make a play. He's going to circle back, get it to center point. Wallerscheid with it. He slides over to the left point. He's going to give it back to center point Peterson over the right side to Oliveri. All right, Hopkins and Mitchell get the assist on the Lions' goal. Meantime, it's Swampscott in the Gloucester end. They've got 53 seconds left in the power play. Oliveri has it. He's going to slide it over left wing side. Shot from up tight. Block, rebound, Oliveri. Another save. He's got it left wing circle. Drops it back to the right point. Comes back to, oh, another shot covered up by Poliski as Wallerscheid put it on.
Well, Swanska, very patient, working it around the perimeter, looking for the best shot, and then looking to move it inside quickly. Poliski doing a good job moving across the crease, taking away angles, and that one he blocked, took up a lot of the front of the net, swallowed it up in his pads, and got the faceoff.
And that will be to the left of Poliski.
38 seconds left on the penalty, right?
Oliveri still out there with Mike Johnson. Looks like Steven Santinello back at the points, Wallerscheid and Peterson. Gloucester wins the faceoff. Chalmers sends it around the boards, but it's going to be kept in left side by Peterson. Santinello gets the assist. And number 9, he said.
Yep.
Santinello. And Gloucester is able to clear it. Santinello and Johnson, the assist on the Oliveri goal. 2-1 is where we are. 5 seconds left in the man advantage, and Gloucester is able to clear it. So they killed off the penalty to Poliski. And the play is in the Gloucester end, as it has not been for this entire second period so far. I don't believe it's been down here at all. Chris Noyes, check it. Mondello with a shot. Loose puck, empty net, cleared out by Oliveri. And that forces Poliski to go back and pick it up. He is knocked down from behind. No call. My, my. As he slides into Poliski into the net, and the net gets dislodged. Johnson hacked him from behind. And Poliski slides into his brother.
Well, the moment you look at it, the refs are... There's no blood, no foul, and they're letting him skate.
Face off to the right of Poliski. And Liam Lyons wins the draw, gets it back to Sperry. He's being dogged, though, behind the goal. Centering pass by the Big Blue, comes all the way back out to the left point, over to the right point. Caught a spot, he shoots it. It's deflected by Lombard over to the left wing side. Lyons will get it over to Chalmers, and he looks to make a feed up ahead, does, to Hopkins. It's off his stick, but it deflects in on the goal, and Johnson is forced to put his glove down on it. Hold on.
Derek Hoffman did a nice job after deflecting in and towards the goal. He gave chase. He got blocked off by the defenseman, but his chase forced the goalie to cover it up for a faceoff in the Gloucester end. So Johnson had to play that puck rather than let it go.
Almost halfway through the game, 2-1 Gloucester leading. Power play goal by Swampscott has cut the lead. Liam Lyons looking to center it. Can't get it over to Mitchell. He misfires, and it comes out of the zone. Oh, the Blue don't clear it. Mitchell, with a weak shot, gets it in back into the zone, and that forces Poska to go get it. But he does, and he brings it out of the zone as a possible breakout. Poska being bothered by E.J. Field, and he's checked off the play. Play is at center, delayed offside. Comes back to center. And it's Brennan with it. Brennan sliding in, and he's still with it, goes behind the cage, being bothered by Poska. And the Blue turn it right around. Kevin Lombard with it. Long shot. Save along the ice by Poliski. Goes into the right wing corner. O'Keefe on it. Waiting for some help from Benoit. O'Keefe chases E.J. Field, who will just send it ahead and get it out of the zone to Costanzo with a two-on-two. Costanzo stick handling. Behind the cage, he's held. And of course he loses the puck. Oh, my. Ooh, that was like a defensive back just holding onto the receiver's arm.
Ugh.
And down on the other end, the Big Blue have an opportunity now as Wallerscheid tees it up, fires it along the ice, save Poliski. Into the right wing corner it goes. Peterson down low. Poliski misses Oliveri. Oliveri drops it back to the left point. David Peterson shoots it, and it's blocked. Gloucester with a breakout along the boards. E.J. Field can't catch up with it. Turned right around by David Peterson. all the way down into the Gloucester end. Dove, the first man there. He's got a man in the slot. Centering pass on his stick and his skates. And Oliveri can't catch up to it. Oh, my. Play is at center with 6:07 left to go. 2-1 Gloucester. Here comes Oliveri. He's got a winger with him. Oliveri shoots it. Saved by Poliski, flashing out the left pad. And Oliveri gets it right back to Dove. Goes around the corner. Back out to the left point. Kept in there by David Peterson, another senior kid. Centering pass right under the stick of Johnson, who was all alone. Peterson knocks down a Gloucester player. Comes over to the right wing side. 5:42 left to go. Gloucester finally gets it out of their end, and this is icing. So terrific work by Swampscott keeping the puck in the Gloucester end. And they've had the advantage of two power plays.
Yeah, and Gloucester doing a pretty good job of getting sticks in the way, getting bodies in the way, blocking shots. Poliski standing tall in the net, keeping Swampscott off the board for a second time. Gloucester just needs to react faster. They got to get somebody, when the board's pinched along the side boards, they got to get somebody in the middle of the ice to relieve the pressure.
It's at the right point. Kadaspati.
And there we go.
Loses it, and Gloucester breaks it out slowly. It is Mondello. Gets a weak shot. Whoa, a stick save by Johnson. Fooled him a little bit, I think. Goes into the left wing corner.
Yeah,
and from the boards. Go ahead, Coach.
That shot got deflected by the defenseman, and it went knuckleball. And that's why you saw Johnson sort of move kind of oddly on it.
Quick shot by Cornetta. Where is it? Johnson doesn't know, and it's in his pads. Chris Noyes picked it off. Right wing side, centered it. Cornetta was in the slot by himself, and he fired it, but the save made by Johnson. 5:07 left to go, middle frame, 2-1 Gloucester. Poliski slides it down low. It goes across from right to left, and it is collected by Tom O'Keefe. Loses it at center, but it's picked right back up by Santinello. He's flying left wing side. He's got a winger with him, and he overskates the puck, and it still slides in on Poliski, who has to make the save.
Noah's doing a great job of following the flight of the puck as it's out in front of him on this particular play. And a lot of pucks getting deflected out in front of that. There's so many bodies flying around. And that got deflected off to his left, and he was able to follow it and just reach out and grab it and pull it in for the faceoff.
E.J. Field, Liam Lyons for Gloucester. Louis Oliveri for Swampscott. Shot pinballs around, doesn't get through in the net from the right point. Comes back to the point. Turnaround shot by Kalispati. A wild pass, I guess it is, if you would, and it comes back to center. Hopkins looking for Liam Lyons. He is being held by Poska, but it's offside.
Wow. I don't know about that one.
I guess you can hold after the whistle. That's okay.
No, Rick. You're sounding like me here.
it's just kind of weird. That's all.
Yeah, I know. I think they're trying to let him play and not influence the game.
Unlike you, I am not partial. We're trying to do these games, and of course, you are still a Gloucester teacher. We should point that out. I am not. I'm a fan of the league, and this is a very good hockey game between two good teams. Lions pummels a Swampscott player up into the boards, but the Big Blue are still able to clear it. And it is first man on a Johnson, and he's got Dove with him. And he's blocked on the pass. Can't do anything with it. Blind pass into the corner. But Dove is the first man down. He gets it. And he loses it to Hopkins. Cautious play by both teams at the moment. Lyons can't find it. And it's checked into the bench area. 3:55 left to go. Second period. Gloucester leading 2-1.
Well... You know, 2-1, it's the score that I think Gloss would like to see with a few more goals. Each team has had chances. Each goalie has come up with some saves. The defenses have been disruptive, to say the least.
We got it's a delayed offside, okay. So Gloucester has it in the Swampscott end. Chalmers looking patiently, slides it over on the other side, gets it back, still in the Swampscott end. Dangerous, almost picked off, comes over to the right wing side. Looks like it's Ryan Muniz lugging it to center. Shot along the ice, and it forces Johnson to make a save. E.J. Field, first man, gets it to Costanzo. He has it. Pass off the boards, picks it up. Noyes has it. Loose puck in front. Field can't catch up with it. He slides into second base. Comes back out to the point. Poliski shot, deflected, score!
Wow, that turned into a knuckleball that flipped all over the place, up over Johnson's left shoulder. And into the net for Gloucester's third goal of the night. Wow, what a strange looking shot that turned out to be, as it was headed wide of the net, got deflected up in the air, and just sort of curled around Johnson's shoulder.
Holiski with the shot, it definitely changed direction.
Oh, it
might have taken gone off a Swampscott stick. We'll have to see who gets the goal and the assists.
Ah, but either way, Gloucester will take the goal.
Goal comes at 11:44 of the second. They lead 3-1. And the fishermen bring it right back. Hopkins can't get into the zone, finally does. Emery Wallerscheid, senior defenseman for the Big Blue, off the boards, right wing side, tapped down low by Lyons, taken by Oliveri out of the zone. Wheeling, man, he is flying. Drop pass on the left side, shot. Oh, it gets through in the save by Poliski. Shot by Johnson, but it's Chalmers who gets it ahead to Hopkins. He is crunched into the boards by Peterson as he gets it into the zone. Right back come the Big Blue and Andrew Dove with it. I think I called him Andre earlier. Andrew Dove, a junior forward, slides it up ahead, comes back to Oliveri. He throws it ahead, and this will be a face-off outside the Swampscott zone with 2:31 left to go, second period.
You know, Gloss is a very emotional team, Rick, and they've done a good job of keeping those emotions in check tonight, and that has kept them from taking a lot of the silly penalties that that we've seen and read about them taking this year that have put them in shorthanded situations that have given the opportunity to other teams to put multiple goals in them.
Deliberate offside with a face-off all the way in the Gloucester end, and it's kept in from the left point by Harrison Marshall, but he loses it. Oliveri will bring it out across the line in the Gloucester end. The shot whistles wide to the left. Comes back to the left. It's across the line. Gloucester, oh, now they call it offside.
Swampscott offside, but...
It's offside, Swampscott. Looked like a breakout for Gloucester, but...
I don't know. They could have played the advantage. You know, like soccer?
No, I don't.
The referee has arms
look
extended
like
to
Mr.
the...
Robot.
To where the ball was and to where it's being played.
Okay. All right, well, I don't know what that means, but Marshall has it for Gloucester back in his own end. Chalmers.
Remind me now.
I think it was Field. I think they gave the goal to Field on the redirect because Poliski got an assist. So we'll go with Field at the moment. And it's 3-1. As Poliski and Noyes got the assist. Swampscott across the Gloucester line. Slap shot through the middle is blocked.
Yeah, he finned on that shot.
Hoska, yep.
His eyes got a little too big there. That just puck just came out to center ice for him.
Centering pass in the slot. Check to side. Shot by O'Keefe goes into the right wing corner. Gloucester has it. Mondello gets it up to Field. And he can't get it out of the zone. Poliski, goaltender Poliski, leaves it for Chalmers. Gets it over to Ethan Brennan. Slides it up ahead, looking for a pass to Noyes. I'm going to call it icing. So I'm not sure. I think he said number three. I'm not sure. Field with a redirect.
That's what I thought she said. So he was there at the corner of the net.
So Field apparently gets the goal with assist to Noyes and Sam Poliski at 11:44, and that increases the Gloucester lead.
Yeah,
back up
this
to two
is
goals.
A relatively small rink and there's not a lot of space on the other side. The sound bounces off the wall.
Swampscott on the attack. Intercepted by the fisherman out to center ice. Emery Wallerscheid gets it ahead to Louis Oliveri. Here he comes again. Drop pass right side. Johnson. And Oliveri is checked as he goes in. And now we've got players piling up.
Easy, easy, easy.
And we'll have penalties. We'll have roughing out of this, I'm sure.
Once again, Poliski is down on his back, and a Swampscott player goes crashing into him. Referee's having a word with one of the Swampscott players.
No penalties. Face off to the left of Noah Poliski.
You know, in the NFL, that's a flag. Unnecessary roughness.
45 seconds left to go in the second period. Chalmers for Gloucester. Slams it off the boards, gets it out to center. Liam Lyons, 2-on-1 for Gloucester. He's got a winger with him, slides it over to the open man,
oh.
And it's Mitchell can't make the play, but in the crease shot, Oh, it's deflected wide. Lions had a chance anyway. Mitchell couldn't get the good shot off as Lions set him up with a two-on-one.
Lions doesn't stop going. He has the engine of a tiger, I'll tell you.
He's still buzzing. Hopkins loses it. Oliveri has it. Nice play by Oliveri, but doesn't get out of the zone. And he's going to be checked off the play by Lions, who knocks Oliveri down.
And he came
Mitchell has it. Right wing back to Lions in the slot. And he is hit up high, stick in the face, and knocked down. With time expiring in the second period, hold on.
And referee pointing to a player in a white jersey.
Well, he got the stick up into Lions' face.
And he's calming Liam down right now. Because Liam is extremely hot under the collar. There have been a number of hits, you know, that didn't need to be made by some of the Swampkin players on the Gloucester goalie. And then they just went after Lions because he was just such a pest on that last shift. On that last play where he made the check and the five, boy, he came all the way across the ice for making a play on this side.
Okay, now the teams are all exiting. And they're not supposed to. Gloucester is going out the same exit as the Swampscott players, and the officials saying don't do that, but they are anyway.
No, I thought Bielski went out this way, down below to our left.
Right, but all the Gloucester players are supposed to go off down to our left, and they followed Swampscott out. Not a good deal. But, however, if you look at the locker rooms, Gloucester's locker room is down there first. They should be going out that exit.
Right.
Swampscott should have been going out this exit down to our left because that's where their locker room is. They went out the Gloucester exit, but no matter. It's 2-3-1. We'll recap this second period here in just a few minutes and see if, in fact, there is a penalty. There's nothing up on the board. So after two, it is Gloucester 3 and Swampscott 1.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today.
Okay, we are back between periods 2 and 3, and it got, I think the intensity level, the energy level got kicked up a notch or two in this second period. It was 1-0 after one, EJ Field for Gloucester at 5:27 of the first, and that was it, that's all the scoring. But then In the second period, Liam Lyons lit the lamp at 3:13, as they say, making it 2-0. Derek Hopkins and Harrison... wait a minute. Who? I wrote a Mitchell. We don't have a Mitchell. Who got that assist? It had to be...
Colby Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Colby Mitchell. What am I saying? Yep, Colby Mitchell got the assist. And so at 3:13, it was 2-0 Gloucester. However, a couple of power play opportunities paid off. The first one did anyway, with Sam Poliski in the penalty box at 3:56 for roughing. Luis Oliveri scored for the Big Blue at 4:41 on the power play. Assist to Santanello and Johnson, and that cut the lead to 2-1. Another power play didn't score, as Chalmers in the penalty box for Gloucester. Swampscott unable to capitalize. And then Gloucester got on the board late in the period, 11:44. It was E.J. Field scoring off the stick of Poliski, as Poliski teed it up from the left point. Wicked shot, looked like it was going wide, and it was deflected and knocked down and into the net by Field. So Field gets his second goal of the night. It comes at 11:44. The other assist went to Chris Noyes. 3-1 is the score at that point. And again, we appreciate Stephen Santanello's dad coming upstairs and telling us that Gloucester now has a one-shot margin. It is now 17-16 after two periods. That means that Gloucester had 9 shots in the second period to 12 for the Big Blue in that second period. But it's the scoreboard right now that favors Gloucester, a two-goal lead. They're up by a score of 3-1. And then at the very end, Coach, the last play of the period, Liam Lyons buzzing around in the Swampscott net, sticks up high, stick into the face and cage of the Gloucester player, and I don't know if there's a penalty on Swampscott or not. Well, it hasn't popped up on the scoreboard.
The referee skated directly towards the Swampscott player with his finger pointing at him, and I'm not sure what that intent was, but he didn't have his hand up either, as if to indicate a penalty.
Well,
but we're going to have to wait and see if they put it up at the beginning of the period.
We just saw Peterson skate across the ice, and he was in the penalty box to start the second period without a penalty on the scoreboard. And I don't know. Yeah. I didn't hear anything. I don't know if that was unsportsmanlike conduct.
And that was like a 4-minute stint in the penalty box. So I don't know if he took 2 minors or what, but he was.
Well, it wasn't a man advantage, so it wasn't anything that affected on
so
ice.
It had to be some sort of misconduct. Not quite, or may have been a bench penalty, I don't know. But he was getting treatment underneath his chin by the trainer across the way.
Oh, okay.
I was watching, so he was getting some medical attention.
He's okay.
He just skated back across the ice and went off the ice to join his teammates in the locker room. It's been getting a little bit chippier. To me, it seems like Swampscott's getting a little bit chippier, trying to goad Gloucester into making those mistakes again, playing to that emotion that Gloucester carries and an affinity that they have this year, especially to take the stupid penalty and to get themselves, for Swampscott, get themselves back on the penalty, the power play, where they've already scored one goal tonight.
Each team going with 3 lines, each team going with 2 sets of defensemen. More I've seen this year across the board in the conference and across the the area, the North Shore, with teams going with 3 sets of lines. Ordinarily, with a lot of the schools, they've only skated the 2 lines, the 3rd line occasionally. But more and more I'm seeing this year a lot of schools playing with that 3rd line. So that helps in terms of endurance. Also want to mention so far tonight, that first line of Swampscott with Oliveri, Johnson, and Love, with the scoring opportunities galore. They have been the ones really making the offensive threats. Defense very good, and Johnson has been outstanding in net. But the other side, Gloucester has gotten contributions offensively, maybe not on the scoreboard, but Noyes and Mitchell have assists. Field has a goal. Let me see here. Lyons has a goal. Just trying to see. So they've gotten contributions from all 3 lines, Gloucester has, on the scoreboard.
I've liked the way Chris Noyes has played today. It's my first time seeing him, and he's been very effective all over the ice. In the forechecking on the offensive end, he's got a pass. He's got a good shot. He had one really excellent opportunity from the far, just above outside the far side circle. Low right on the ice, headed towards the far corner. Johnson made a great sliding save on it. So he's got a nice all-around game that he brings to the Fishermen. And again, he's only a junior, so he's only going to get better heading into next year.
I'm Rick Moore, and it's Tim Kearns, Bill Proposky, our producer and engineer, Bill Newell, the voice of the North Shore. And we'll have basketball coming up on Friday, and if good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. It's going to be our video broadcast. We'll have live streaming video. I believe it's from Lynn Classical on Friday, but check out the website. We'll have more information for you on that, as we will have a basketball game coming up on Friday. And again, tonight's game in place of North Shore Sports Night, which will return next Monday as usual. And we'll be talking with plenty of coaches and plenty of players as well throughout the area. If you want to get in contact with us, please do so at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. We have live, it's not live, but we do have a live, we do have a newscast, an audio newscast every morning, usually posted by 8:30. And it's called North Shore Today. And, of course, lots of interviews. I got a new interview up there today with Heather Atwood as we await the re-arrival of the teams onto the ice. Heather talking about, you'll like this one, Coach. Heather talks about the world's top 50 favorite dishes. Number 50 is?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Pretty close. Hot buttered popcorn. Hot buttered popcorn.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah, it was.
I was listening.
You was.
Listening
you
to
was.
NPR.
Okay.
You know,
it
NPR
was.
NPR is the best place to when I was coming back from New Hampshire yesterday, and I was out looking at some pickup trucks, and they were talking to these two guys from Italy, and they were talking about pizza, and they were explaining the two favorite pizzas in Italy.
Pizza.
Is one is the margherita pizza. And do you know where it got its name?
Jimmy Buffett?
No. It was named after Queen Margherita. And
that was my next guess.
And the colors of the pizza are the colors of the Italian flag.
Okay.
The white, the white cheese, the red sauce, and the green of the basil. And those are the only things in that pizza.
Very nice.
Next time you're having a margarita pizza, you'll know where it came.
I'm going to mention that to Heather. I wonder if she knows that.
There you go.
All righty then. So we got the third period coming up here as Gloucester leading this one by a score of 3-1. Now, a Gloucester player is in the penalty box. And it looks like Gloucester will be getting the penalty instead of Swampscott.
You've got to be kidding me.
And
you've got to be kidding me. He gets ridden into the boards by three players, and because he reacts to it, he takes the penalty?
Well, I didn't see the reaction. What I saw was the stick in the face in the cage.
I did see him push back.
All right, so it's a penalty on Gloucester. Their third consecutive. Oh, and Swampscott will get a matching. Dove is
Thank
going
you.
In the penalty box for Swampscott, and I'm going to guess that it's Lions. I can't see from here. I'm going to guess that it's Lions, as that came at... That came at the 15-minute mark of the second period. And so that will not affect the on-ice strength. Both teams will have five players out on the ice up front. And again, I can only guess whether it's a minute and a half or 3 minutes. I have no idea. It's not posted on the scoreboard. So, Tim, you're going to have to see if these guys come back out after the stoppage in a minute and a half. Because, again, it's not posted. Now, Gloucester has a second man in the penalty box. So Gloucester gets two penalties, apparently.
You know, when you this is the way your season goes. But these are the things that happen.
Okay,
to you.
So these have to be misconducts. And I don't understand. Maybe on the goalie? I have no idea what the hell is going on.
No, because it was on the Swampscott end.
They've got matching. Okay, so there's no number two on our program for Gloucester. So I have no idea who that is. That must be against the goalie then. This is bizarre. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Gloucester's out down two players, including Lyons. But they're across the line as Brennan tees it up, fires it from the left point. And Big Blue bring it out. They'll get it out to center ice, back to the Gloucester line. Oliveri forechecking, trying to come up with it, and it is John Mondello slides it across to his defense partner left side, deflects it to the Swampscott end. Brennan can't get it. Santanello can't hold on to it, gets it over to Peterson. Slides it in front, but Chalmers sticks it off the sideboards, gets it out to center ice. And comes over to the near boards. E.J. Field will deflect it into the Swampscott end and come up with a puck. Noise shoots on the doorstep. Brennan can't tuck it home. And, of course, that happened while the penalties were being announced, and I missed it.
Yeah, Noise, I think, did himself a disservice. He had it on the backhand, and he was probably equal to the face-off circle. And I thought he should have let it go right there, but he tried to turn around and get more on the shot. And goalie had a hard time with it, but then managed to get... Ooh.
All right, shot from the points. Ferry, chest-high save by Johnson, hangs on. Now, the important thing, there were two Gloucester players in the penalty box, one Swampscott player in the penalty box, but we're 5-on-5 up front.
And there's no penalties posted.
No penalties posted. We don't have a number 2 in the program. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Lions. So that's why he's sitting out, and they don't have... That's incredible. I'm blown away by that. Anyway.
I just looked over, he's shaking his head. He still can't believe what happened to him.
I can't either. And as I said, I do try to be impartial on these things. And the stick in the stick in the cage slapping the cage. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, it's face-off slapped into the Swampscott end. We're in the first minute and a half here.
Nice job by Chris Noyce
of the third period. Who intercepts it. Centering pass in the slot. And it's taken away nicely by Andrew Dove. Brings it over on the right wing side. Gets it back offside. Swampscott.
Yeah, again, Gloucester just trying to be too fancy with the puck in front of the net. Just go with the backhand. They keep trying to put it on the forehand. Just go with the backhand. Put it on net. Make the goalie react and get a rebound. And try to get your goal that way. But they're all trying to get the puck on the front of the blade and turn around and snap it.
Oliveri wins it. Gets it back to Cottespotti. Has it at his line. Softly off the boards. Intercepted by Costanzo. Drops it back to his own defense. Ahead to Brennan. He'll drop it back left side to Mondello. Slides it low. It's intercepted by Oliveri at center ice. And soft side Gloucester.
Keep pushing the play forward. Push the play forward. Make sure you've got defensemen back in areas to prevent breakaways.
Gloucester leading 3-1. Two goals by E.J. Field. One by Liam Lyons. Only goal so far by Swampscott, Louis Oliveri. All right, so the play goes into the Gloucester end. The goalie handles it, but they call icing anyway. Okay. But I think it went across the line first, then the goalie handled it.
And that's bringing the wrath of the fans towards the officials.
Well, you know, once it crosses the goal line, the puck's dead.
Yeah.
So
well, that doesn't matter. What are the rules?
All right.
Who obeys rules nowadays anyways?
Face off to the left of Johnson in the Swampscott end. Oliveri loses it, comes back to the right point. Marshall slides it around the dasher, actually, goes to the left side. Circle, shot, Costanzo blocked up tight, comes back to the left point. Chalmers screen, oh, wrist shot.
That's it.
It forces Johnson to make a save, no rebound.
Put it on the net, hope to get the rebound. Good job by Johnson holding on to that. Hit him right, went down low, got it in the midsection, covered it up. But again, give yourself opportunities. They had good balance on that particular shot. You had Field sitting on the right side of the corner of the net looking for that rebound.
The matching minor penalties are over, but Lyons is still in the penalty box for Gloucester.
He may need a shave by the time he gets out of there.
Costanzo looking to make a play.
Good play from the point.
Chalmers closes, leaving the point exposed, but it goes deep left side back to Chalmers. Tees it up. Oh, it hit the post and goes around the net. Rebound. Turnaround by Costanzo, saved by Johnson along the ice.
Now, I like the move by Costanzo, pushing in from his point position. He had coverage. One of the other forwards went back to cover the point while he went in. Again, keeping that puck deep in the Swampscott zone.
Gloucester almost turns the puck over, forechecking by Dove, and he gets it. Gets in the right wing side. Oliveri closing, centering pass, left side. Johnson can't catch up with it. Turnover in the Gloucester. Here's another one in the slot, and Johnson can't catch up with it. Oh, my.
Puck's jumping all over the place. Players can't get it down on the ice.
Posca has it. Here's that first line again. Across the line for the big blue. Oliveri gets it left wing side. Avoids the check. Goes down as he's hit by two players. Dove slammed into the boards. Now what?
Putting it outside of the swamp, out of the zone. Do we got a penalty call?
Yep. On Gloucester.
Offside.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
But it's a penalty on...
Well, this is offside in football. I don't know what it is.
I know. That's what I saw, but I... No, wait. It's a penalty...
Yeah, Swampscott penalty.
On Swampscott?
Yeah.
It's on Oliveri. Wow. Didn't see that coming. So Oliveri goes into the penalty box. First meaningful penalty of the night in terms of strength, as this one comes at 4:16.
Well, now Glossa has the opportunity to go man up.
Well, check it, 3:16. Penalty on Oliveri at 3:16.
They've got Hopkins, Costanzo.
Costanzo.
Poliski.
Costanzo.
Costanzo, Costanza. I've had them all.
Well, I'm just... what was that show, Seinfeld? All right, face off to the left of Johnson. Now, Gloucester, for the first time tonight, has a man advantage. Official explaining things to the Gloucester bench, saying, don't worry about it. Now, one, two, three, four, big blue out there. One, two, no,
five.
So it's not
what
a...
The?
It's a matching penalty. They've got...
But there's no Gloucester play. It can't be a matching penalty.
Okay, so maybe it's a misconduct. Another misconduct. So it's 5-on-5. Okay, so it's a misconduct on Oliveri. Wow. Yeah, there's no penalty on the board, so it's 5-on-5. Forget about it. I thought it would be a penalty power play, but it's not. Whew, man, I'm confused. All right, centering pass taken away by Benoit. Gets it out right wing side to O'Keefe. He's got Benoit with him. Shot goes behind the cage all the way around the boards. Left side, Benoit keeps it. He's intercepted by Hopkins, who will skate it to center. Softly slides it in around the boards. Swampscott in. Mitchell, first man down there. He's being held on to and goes into the boards. Hopkins fighting for the puck. Players banging on the boards. Peterson brings it out for Swampscott. It's at center ice and collected by Gloucester off the glass. Still at center ice. David Peterson goes to his knees, sends it back in to Sam Poliski, looking for a long feed, intercepted at the line by Santinello. Centering pass, shot along the ice by Benoit.
Nice save by Poliski there, going to his left. I get way too long of a cross-ice pass to attempt. Too many bodies in the way. And you don't get it past the first man.
I don't understand these misconducts. I mean, I just...
That's like the fifth one tonight.
Wow. And, of course, it does not affect the playing strength on the ice, but it takes away a player for all his time. And, again, Liam Lyons has been sitting out since the beginning of the period with a misconduct, and now Oliveri allegedly has the misconduct.
We're almost 5 minutes into the period.
Well, I believe a misconduct's probably half the period. Okay, so who wins this one? Swampscott does. Santinello has it, looking to drop it back. He does to Dove. Turn around, gets it over to the right point. Poska will just redirect it down deep. Four players behind the net fighting for the puck. Dove gloves it down, centers it, and Poliski just intercepts it and holds on. Goaltender Poliski, that
Some
is.
Some of the Gloucester players, Rick, just standing around on the bush, not going to the puck, not being aggressive, and they're allowing Swampscott players to skate in front of them and take action on the puck and get it on net. Very, very dangerous. You've got to be more aggressive. You've got to want the puck.
4:40 played, third period, 3-1 Gloucester from the O'Keefe. Cleared out of the zone. And icing is waved off. Costanzo, first man back on Poska, centering pass, looking for Brennan, who has it, loses it, and it's taken away by the big blue. Caught a spotty. Can't get it out of the zone, though. Finally does. Gets it to Poska. And that, again, goes ahead to Johnson. Wheeling on the right side. Along the ice. Shot, rebound. Cleared away by Gloucester out to center ice. That was dangerous. Caught a spotty. Backtracking to pick it up. Being bothered by Brennan, who steals it. And caught a spot, he steals it right back. Back to the right point. Kept in by Marshall. Sticks get up high, no call. Cleared out to center ice. Chalmers almost napping on that one. He sees it. He'll go back and pick it up for the big for Gloucester. Dove, though, intercepts it. Looking for Santinello. Dove is in the slot. Two players in the slot. Comes back to the right point. Over to Peterson on the left point. Heads to the circle, through a screen, shot, and it's blocked. As Peterson gets it right back. Save along the ice by Poliski off Peterson's stick. Right wing corner, Johnson. Swampscott really applying the pressure now, 5 minutes in. Third period.
Good job by Chris Noyes. made a skate block earlier, skated to the boards on the far side, and cut that puck loose, got it out, and get it up ice.
But icing on Gloucester, and they are just standing around. Swanscott applying the pressure.
Yeah, there are just some players that are on the boards, and it's like, oh, the puck's coming, and they're just looking at it. Meanwhile, a Swampscott player is busting towards the puck, getting it and turning it back into the middle of the ice. Can't have that happen.
Big Blue trying to cut the lead here. Face off Noyes and Santinello. Noyes wins it, or check it, it's Lombard out there. But Noyes wins the face off behind the cage. O'Keefe fighting for the puck. And Santinello has it. Again, it's Lombard, not Santinello. Lombard shoots it. It goes to the right wing side. Kept in by O'Keefe. Backhanded. Gloucester gets it over to Hopkins. Bad pass. Can't collect it. Wasn't that bad a pass. Just couldn't hang
right,
onto it.
Right through his legs.
Yeah. Keep the stick on the ice, they say. Intercepted by Lombard, and he is checked off the play by Chalmers. Deep. Chalmers pirouettes and gets it to the right wing circle. Looking for a long feed on the stick of Mitchell, and he is going to be dumped into the boards by Wallerscheid. Nice defensive play by Wallerscheid. Taken away by O'Keefe. Gets it to center, and Chalmers has it for Gloucester. Left-handed shot, whips it around the boards, forcing goaltender Johnson to make a play. Liam Lyons still in the penalty box. Haven't had half the period gone yet. Down the left wing side, Benoit. Heads to the net, centering pass! And it's knocked away by somebody. Might have been the goaltender, I'm not sure. Didn't make the pass connection. And so the play goes down into the Swampscott end. Kevin Lombard back there. Swampscott needs a line shift with the play in their zone. Kept in the right point by Chalmers, avoids a check. Backhanded pass toward the net, collected by Cottasbotti. But the Big Blue are tired. They need to get off. And it's kept in once again, the right point by Chalmers. Brennan fighting for the puck. Patterson has it. David Peterson, rather, has it. Intercepted by Gloucester, but Peterson will send it off the boards, left wing side, to Benoit. He puts it together, and he's deflected by Chalmers up over the glass. Now, Swampscott changing up finally. Muniz loses it, though. In his own zone, comes off the boards by Johnson. Shot goes around the cage and all the way out. Back all the way down into the Swampscott end. Posca will have to go back. We have played more than halfway through this period now. And again, Liam Lyons still in the penalty box for Gloucester. Louis Oliveri still in the penalty box for Swampscott.
Ethan Brennan for Gloucester skated off kind of gingerly after taking a hit on the near boards out in front of us. And he's sitting on the back of the on the back bench. Mike. Right now, everybody else is up front.
Mike Johnson sends it in the board. Sperry is trip, centering pass on the doorstep. Where is it? Loose puck, still loose, still loose. It's open and score. Cottasbotti. No, I'm sorry, it's number 9, not number 8. Oh, it is number 8. Cottasbotti, gambling, pucks at home. And it's 3-2. Swampscott has scored.
Pulisky went down in his back, and there were Gloucester, three or four Gloucester players falling all over him, and they couldn't control the puck. It worked its way out in front and top of the crease. And it was just tucked back into the net.
Eight.
They caught a spotty.
30. Caught a spotty gambling.
Again, Gloucester's played good defense, but on that one, they literally fell down on the job.
Lyons still in the penalty box.
You know, what the heck was his crime? I mean, that's a debilitating penalty for Gloucester. They take your best player off the ice for that long.
Benoit right across again the line is the Big Blue now looking for the equalizer. They've got it in the Gloucester end. Puck in the left wing side. Hacked at by Harrison Marshall. Goes over the left side and the Big Blue, well, Gloucester, another icing call. Second, third, fourth in a row on Gloucester.
Again, he had two men too close to each other going up the left side of the board. The pass came from just above the face-off circle on the left side and went right by both of them. And right now, again, you know, Swamps get great pressure, got a goal. You're down. Now you're only down one. You know that they're going to have the momentum here.
They've got the momentum, and they have applied the pressure in this third period. Gloucester's been standing around. Marshall sends it around the boards. Peterson intercepts it, shoots it toward the goal. All right, the goal goes to Johnson. So Johnson does get the goal, not Cottasbotti.
Oh, Gloucester, a great wrap around the net.
And Gloucester goes on top 4-2. So Johnson scored the third goal, and as I was writing that, Fisherman come right back and score.
Sal Costanzo took the puck from the left side around the net, skated out in front about 5 feet, and just let it rip to the inside post, and he beat Johnson. That is a massive goal for Gloucester, giving him the two-goal cushion once again. Wow, that happened so quick, Rick.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Swans got right back on the other end. I was writing the goal down that was scored by Johnson. It was number 9, not number 8. But Gloucester comes right back seconds later. In fact, that was 49 seconds later. Gloucester gets the two-goal cushion back. And Lyons is finally out of the penalty box. Oliveri still in the penalty box for a Swampscott.
I got to tell you, there's going to be one motivated young man. He's got lots of energy now. He may not come off the ice for the final 5:24.
Well, he doesn't come off the ice very often to begin with. So they will have fresh legs, that's for sure. With a two-goal lead, faceoff will be to the left of goaltender Poliski. Mike Johnson, who just got the goal for Swampscott, takes the faceoff, but Liam Lyons wins it. He's just on the ice for the first time this period. Centering pass, and it's checked aside. Good defensive play. Right back as Chalmers... Three and nine?
Yep.
All right. Gloucester comes right back. Liam Lyons with it through his skates. He knocks down a Swampscott player who tried to knock him down. But look out here. Come the big blue. They've got a two-on-two. Johnson heads to the net. Shoots. It's a glove save along the ice by Poliski. Comes back out to center ice. We'll give you the assist soon. Offside shot forces Poliski to make the save. It was a delayed offside. Gloucester out of the zone as Swampscott changes up. Liam Lyons still on the ice, weaving his way through players, goes down the left wing circle, into the boards, three Swampscott players on him, comes back to the left point, along the ice, deflected, oh, saved by Johnson along the ice, a nice one. Gloucester pressing the attack now, John Mondello drops it back to the left point, teed up, shot goes wide right side, and Fisherman won't be able to keep this one in. 4:13 left to go in the game. Field, who picked up his third point of the night out there, deflects it toward the Swampscott end, but it's knocked down by Cottaspati. He loses it on the backhand, and this will be icing against Gloucester.
Nice check of Cottaspati off the puck. Again, just understandable, the pass, trying to just get it out to mid-ice and let it bounce softly off the boards, but just a bit too much on it. As it came off the boards, it went down over the red line for a... over the goal line.
So the third Gloucester Swampscott goal, check it, the second Swampscott goal, Dave Johnson at 8:30, Posca the assist. Gloucester's fourth goal at 9:19, Costanzo from Field of Noise. Play resumes with 3:53 left to go. The big blue trying to get back into it, cut the goal lead back to one. It's at center ice. Johnson at center ice.
Nice Oliveri check.
Is out of the penalty box, and Johnson goes flying after the check. At the Gloucester line, Sperry to Cottaspati for Swampscott. 3-on-2, right wing feed to Oliveri. He shoots, and it's on the side of the cage. Poliski can't hold on to it, so it comes back to the right point. Posca shoots, save. Look out here! Rebound!
Oh,
open
great
net!
Save!
And we have a penalty and fighting going on. And Lyons is in on it again, I think. This is not good.
No, I don't think it's... I don't think it's... No, that's not Lyons. What a save by Poliski, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ashai, he just went sprawling, and he caught it with his top pad. Let's see, number 3.
9, that's Field.
Field's going off.
And number 9, I believe, Mike Johnson.
Well,
so these are matching calls.
Let's see, Field is on the bench.
Well, he said number 3. He held up three fingers to the official. He held up three fingers, I saw that. And then poor Swampscott Johnson has already gone into the penalty box. And
well, again, it's just trying to, it's pushing Gloucester to the edge, trying to get him to react.
It's working.
Okay. All right, the referee is pointing, said 3, and is pointing into the penalty box. So let's see.
Okay, so another stoppage in play. Big Blue have 5 players on the ice.
So does Gloucester.
Gloucester has 5 players on the ice. Nothing on the scoreboard. 4-2 is the score. Gloucester leading in a wild one.
I think they need to go to the replay. Okay, who is the guy down there in the corner? They're both pointing to the corner. Who is that guy? And it's Field, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's Sperry.
At this point of the game with 3:18, I don't really think it matters. I think they put it to the goal.
I think Sperry's taking one for the team there.
Yeah. Yeah, because the first guy that skated away was Field.
And I couldn't see the numbers. Okay. So, Liam, I apologize.
Well, he's usually in the middle of...
I wouldn't blame him tonight. I would not blame him.
No, he's taken a beating. He was given... I don't know what the penalty was for, but he paid an awful price for it. But give his teammates credit.
Well, there's another trip. Gets away with it. We won't say who, and it's in the Swampscott end. Comes around to the other side, and it's just out of the zone. Offside, Swampscott.
But again, you know, his teammates held the fort, and they actually, you know, scored another goal. They gave up goal, and they scored another goal while he was in the penalty box. So, again, his teammates have stepped up, and again, now he's just going to stay on the ice for the last couple of minutes. And again, they're playing aggressive hockey. I think the end of this match, I think the referees will probably tell them just go to your locker rooms and then beat the Hayes if you retreat to get between the locker rooms before the players actually get there.
2:55 remaining in the game. Gloucester with a two-goal lead, but Oliveri is on the ice now, and he is a force. However, Costanzo wins the faceoff. He gets it back.
Go to the puck. Why are you
Mondello,
just blazing there?
And Gloucester will clear it. I think they're going to wave icing off on this one.
That didn't make it.
Peterson tracks it down first for the Big Blue as they'll try to bring it out, and they do. Oliveri avoids the check. He's got a winger with him on the right side. Shot score! Oliveri from the dot. Boy, he picked that top right-hand corner, and Poliski had no chance. It's 4-3.
But I'll tell you, what soft defense by one of the Gloucester forwards. He allowed him to skate right past him down the air. He had an opportunity to check him into the boards. He did not. It allowed him to skate down along the side and just pick that far post and blast it by Poliski.
That was a
soft defensive goal.
That may be unassisted. What a goal. Wow.
Absolutely soft defense.
Terrific play by Oliveri. Picking the far side with a blast, a tremendous wrist shot, and it's 4-3. Goal comes at 12. What do I have here? 12:27.
Nice.
Play is at center ice. Gloucester's lead now is down to one. Liam Lyons backhands it into the empty corner, collected there by Swampscott. Big Blue forming the attack, looking for the feed, the long feed to Dove. And that forces Poliski out of the net to cover it up.
Yeah, it got deflected just before it got to center ice. And again, Poliski did the smart thing. Kill the play, get yourself organized on defense.
2:09 left to go in the game. Face off to Poliski's left, and Oliveri's out there again. Captain against captain. Oliveri wins this face off. Gets it back to Peterson, right point, keeps it in. Gets it back down low to Dove. Dove over left wing side, shot. Goes into the right wing corner. Caught a spot. He teed it up. Peterson keeping it in at the right side.
Liam.
But Liam Lyons has it. He's got Hopkins with him. Lyons being bothered by Dove. Dove goes into the boards. Trips Lyons, but that's all right. Gets away with it. Centering pass. Goes around the boards. Nobody home. 1:42 left to go. Here comes Oliveri. And he gets it ahead to Santinello at the line. Slides it around into the Gloucester end. Chalmers first man for Gloucester. Bad pass, intercepted by Oliveri, heads to the net, man on the doorstep, check behind the boards. Wow, behind the net, I should say. Blind pass by Gloucester, not looking where the player was, and icing on Gloucester just as Johnson was coming out of the net. Almost another dangerous turnover by Gloucester. It was a turnover.
You have to be smarter. You're within 2 minutes of the end of the game, and again, you're deep in your own zone. You've got to make sure you get a good pass out, at least get it over
well,
the blue line.
Well, if I'm Gloucester, I'm calling timeout. The net is empty. Didn't mean to interrupt you there, but
no.
I would call a timeout. There it is. Okay, now, Coach. It's I don't know. Gloucester's made so many mistakes. and still has the one goal cushion. And Swampscott just not able to capitalize. Poliski has been tremendous in the net.
He really has. That last big save that led to the last Gloucester penalty was immense. The puck was up in the air, and he just sprawled and caught it with a pad and pushed it away from the goal, but the defense just gets given up lazy passes. They're not going to the puck. That, you know, it's like a basketball pass. You can't wait for it to get to you. You've got to take a couple steps towards it so you can get control of it first. And they're just waiting on the puck. And it's like you want to go out there and push them towards the puck, you know, to make them move.
Coach,
frustrating.
Coach, you're not coaching Gloucester anymore, so just...
Take a breath. But you know what I'm saying? There's the puck. Go get it. It's two strides away from you. Why are you waiting for it? Meanwhile, the opposing team is busting their butts to get the puck, and they're keeping it in their offensive end.
All right, we have a minute and 17 seconds left to go in the game. Swampscott is down by one goal. They have an empty net, extra attacker on the ice with the faceoff in the Gloucester end. 1:17 left to go.
Well, attack the man with the puck and make him give it up. Everybody else plays a zone, and then get to the puck and get it out of the zone.
Oliveri against Lyons. Lyons, oh, it's Costanzo, wins it. Play is behind the Gloucester cage. Chalmers gets hit down from behind, knocked down, fighting for the puck. Look out, centering pass, and it goes through the skate. Empty net. Swampscott scored on themselves.
All right, now where's the penalty? Where's the penalty?
Number 8 just slammed into a Gloucester player when he wasn't looking. Caught a spotty.
I mean, that's crap. That's absolute crap.
Oh, what a horrible goal to give up.
No matter which side commits that, that's crap. Because that's what instigates the extra stuff, the extracurricular stuff, when they start walking by each other. You blindside a guy and you let him have it. You know, that's just crap. And I hope Kofei, you know, has a nice long talk and disciplines some of these guys, because the chippiness was unwarranted for a lot of these instances. You know, you don't mind a hard-checking game if they're clean, but this was just chippy because they know they can get into under Gloucester's skin. But Gloucester, to their credit, you know, for the most part, maintain their calm.
Well, a centering pass by the Big Blue went all the way down into the empty net. I don't know who gets credit for the goal. We'll have to figure that one out when they make the announcement.
It'll be the nearest player to the Swampscott player.
So Gloucester has the 5-3 lead with 49 seconds left and counting.
Well, I hope it's Liam. Liam gets the goal because he deserves it.
So it's a two-goal cushion, and Fisherman now trying to get it out of their own zone. Swampscott just laying off the puck, back-checking and laying it off.
That's the penalty.
Yeah, the penalty is on Cottespotty. But it's irrelevant now. 15 seconds left to go. Well, that's why they're backing off. They're down a man. Intercepted at the line by the Big Blue. And
nice check.
Yep. Benoit was checked at the line. 3 seconds, 2 second, 1 second. And this is vindication for Gloucester.
Oh, it certainly is. You know, Swans is going to be disappointed. They came in here with one loss, and they were hoping to replicate what they had done early in the season. But Gloucester, again, coming in with their own mission. And again, the officials are holding them.
All right, so let's just hold on here, see if there will be the handshake. They're going to form the line, and let's see what happens. Hopefully, sportsmanship will prevail. Tremendous season by the Big Blue up to this point. Tremendous game by Gloucester, erasing the memory of a 10-3 beatdown back at the Talbot, and coming in to Cottespotty is apologizing. That's cool. That's cool. You can see him nodding, and the Gloucester player nodding as well. Okay, game's over, and sportsmanship prevails.
Well, you know, you want the game to be hard fought, for sure. You also want it to be clean. You know, and there's always going to be chippiness in the game, and you know, a bad hit here or there. But you know, there was a lot of attempts by Swansea tonight to get Gloucester out of their game, get into their heads, you know, get them to be the, get them to commit those, you know, as even Coach will call them, stupid penalties that put the other team on the power play, and Gloucester gives up a couple of goals, and it's really tough to dig out of those holes. Well, Swansea had to dig out of one of those holes tonight, down 2-0. They came back and made a game of it at 2-1. Gloucester went up again by 2. They closed it, and then went up 4-2. Swansea again with good pressure continued to close. But what an unfortunate circumstance. They go 6 skaters and a clearing pass ends up in their own goal. Oh, my. That had to be heartbreak to watch that slide down the ice.
We'll recap this one in just a minute.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, we're back with the final wrap-up. Gloucester winning this one by a score of 5-3. And each team, it's interesting, each of these teams will play Revere next, as Swampscott will play Revere on Saturday at 5:10. That'll be at the Cronin. And meantime, Gloucester will play Revere on Wednesday. So for each team, their next opponent is Revere. That's kind of weird. All right, Gloucester started the scoring back in the first period at 5:27 when E.J. Field slammed home a rebound with Ethan Brennan getting the assist, and it was Brennan with the initial shot. And that gave Gloucester a 1-0 lead, which is what they held on to after one. They increased the lead to 2-0 with Liam Lyons scoring at 3:13, assists to Derek Hopkins and Colby Mitchell, making it 2-0 at that point. But with Sam Poliski in the penalty box, Swampscott got on the board for their first goal of the night, a power play effort at 4:41 with Santinello and Johnson getting the assist. Oliveri with the score, number 7 on your program, one of the captains of the Big Blue and an outstanding player this season, gets the lead cut to 2-1, but then Poliski... Poliski scored at 11:44. This is Sam Poliski with E.J. Field. Do I have that right, Coach? Number 9 and number 20? No, E.J. Field got the goal. He redirected it. Poliski fired it from the point at 11:44, so Field gets his second goal of the night. Poliski the assist, and also the other assist went to his brother. Poliski got the assist. The other assist to Chris Noyes at 11:44. So, after two periods, it's 3-1 Gloucester. Swampscott makes it 3-2 in the third at 8:30 with Jave Johnson scoring and Jack Poska really making play go at the 8.5-minute mark, and Johnson gets the goal at 8:30. So it's 3-2 at that point before Costanzo comes right back in a matter of 49 seconds, scoring at 9:19 to make it 4-2 with Field picking up his third point of the night, Noyce's second. And then Oliveri for Swampscott cut the lead back to 4-3 at 12:27 on a tremendous wrist shot from the dot, the left wing circle, up high, glove side, left side, far side of Noah Poliski, and that did cut the lead to 4-3, and I think that one was unassisted before I think they gave it to Lyons. A centering pass by Swampscott went all the way down the ice into the empty net, so in effect, Swampscott scored a goal against themselves. It's an empty net goal credited to Gloucester, making it 5-3. That came at 14:01. So for Gloucester, they erased the memory of the 10-3 loss, and for the Big Blue, a little bit of some cold water, I guess, in the Northeast Conference North, because right now Lynn stands alone.
Yeah, well, certainly for Swampscott, they're on a great streak, and it does ground them a little bit. I think it shows. you know, you get on this kind of a roll and you have some really good wins and you have some, you have what we might call a soft win, and there are days you're going to have to, you know, be better at grinding them out. It, you know, Gloss is a tough grinding team, and they had all their weapons here tonight. And Liam Lyons, definitely a difference maker. Costanza, definitely a difference maker. Chalmers, a difference maker. You know, Gloucester, to me, the biggest thing about Gloucester, as I said, is they maintain their cool in face of constant attempts by Swampscott to get them out of the game, to get into their heads, to get under their skin. And, yeah, there was chippiness, and there were a couple of instances, but it could have been a whole lot worse. And you have to give credit to Coach Sean Lyons for getting these guys and telling them to get in, to keep their heads in the game and disregard the distractions of the chippiness and get after the puck and get shots on goal and look for rebounds and make opportunities for yourself. And they managed to do that. And once they got the lead, they didn't buckle under the pressure of Swampscott clawing back within a goal. And that happened three times. So you have to give the guys credit that they met the challenge that I think Coach was hoping that they would show. And now can they use this to catapult themselves into the back end of the season and possibly make a run into the tournament?
I want to thank Coach Gino Fay of Swampscott for helping me out tonight, as always, and, of course, to Sean Lyons. We appreciate it. Lynn winning over Peabody tonight, the only other final that I have, by a score of 2-0, so Lynn remains unbeaten in the Northeast Conference North. I believe they are at 3-0. So, you know what? I've got the standings here somewhere. I don't know where they went, Coach, but I had them. Shots...
Those
in
are the
third,
shots.
Yep, shots in the third period, 9 for Swampscott, 5 for Gloucester, making it a total of 25-22 in favor of Swampscott. And just looking at the standings, if I can find them, here they are. So Swampscott now is 2-1 in the league, and Lynn, meanwhile, is 3-0-1 in the league. Gloucester goes to 1-1-1 in the league, and Revere is at 0-3. And as I pointed out, Revere is the opponent for each of these teams, Gloucester on Wednesday night and for Swampscott on Saturday. So that'll do it. Don't forget to check the website. We'll have another game coming up. We'll have a basketball game or a live-streaming video game on Friday night. Bill Newell will have the details on that one. And check here for our next hockey broadcast. On behalf of Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore, reminding you of the final score from Salem State. It is Gloucester 5 and Swampscott 3. This is MSONewsSports.com.